Right now it's time for the short and sweet business beat. And for that, we've got Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, who has come in wearing a blazer
wearing
that is decidedly not Carolina blue.
I'm taking the blazer off right now.
I was going to say it.
I know. Yeah. As soon as you had the countdown clock for the game, go Tar Heels beat Duke. I recognize that.
Dukest blue blazer.
No, it's not. It's a nice cobalt that I wore to a commercial real estate forecast today, and tomorrow I will be wearing Carolina blue. So at the Durham Chamber annual meeting, no less. So,
yeah. I'm going to be wearing my typical Carolina Duke shirt, which is half Duke blue and half Carolina blue.
I tried to say, no, this is a Carolina shirt by keeping a jacket on, not showing the other.
I did try to do that and failed. It's a good shirt. I wear it like three times
a
year.
Aaron,
yeah.
So,
three or four times a year, depending on how the ACC tournament goes. So so how's it going? We've had a water shortage, and we're still sort of recovering from that. So, and the chamber had a meeting yesterday to at least give businesses a chance to meet with Owosso and vice versa.
And Owosso is really providing this opportunity for everyone at their Thursday board meeting, which will be televised and also at the Chapel Hill Town Hall Chamber. We just wanted to provide a space where businesses who experienced it, you know, all of us experienced it, you know, not flushing toilets and everything, but it had an impact on businesses in a unique way. And so we wanted to provide an opportunity for businesses and, you know, many thanks to our CEO for organizing it, and also to Ed Kerwin with Owosso, Dr. Bridger with Orange County Health Department, and Dinah Jeffries with Orange County Emergency Management. They were there to explain the situation and answer kind of the unique questions that businesses had.
So, what were some of those questions? What were the concerns?
Well, I think what we are being asked a lot is, what is the economic impact of this? And I think that it's one that has multiplied because it was a weekend, because it was a game weekend and a game weekend that moved to Greensboro. There's also a loss of conference, wedding, catering, and major event revenue. There's a loss because UNC moved to emergency status and they were sending employees and staff home. I think also there were canceled medical appointments, something that we didn't think about.
Right.
But
I didn't even think about weddings either. How, God.
Hampton Inn Carver was really creative with a bar mitzvah and bused them to Raleigh. Hosted the ceremony at Cat's Cradle, but, you know, and it really shows the ingenuity of the business community.
You got to figure something out.
That they're gonna try to make the experience seamless for their customers,
and
I think we saw that. But then also there was a loss of revenue for service providers because of canceled salon services, plumbing, attorney, or mechanic appointments.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not we can quantify this, we're not sure. But I think there are three things that we can take away from this. One, we need to thank our public servants. This was a unprecedented emergency where everyone pitched in, municipalities, county, different agencies all pitched in to try to like make the best out of it. I think the next thing I would say is we can figure out how to do this better, just as far as communication goes. And I think that was a lot of the takeaways from our meeting, potentially set up a hotline specifically to answer business questions or make sure that the businesses know who to call when they have questions. Whether it's, can I use these linens that were washed, you know, at this time? Or, you know, do I have to shut down my medical clinic? You know, so those kind of questions. And then I would say third, to everyone, they bore the brunt of this economic impact. And I think we can have the big takeaway is that all of us can do our part and try to eat out, go have a drink and support these businesses that took a hit this past weekend.
And I keep saying downtown, but it's not downtown. It's Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Exactly.
It's the whole Owosso service area.
Service area.
So go to Weathervane, go to City Kitchen, Alfredo's, Lucha Tigre, any of these places.
My coworker and I went to Squids last night,
because
we heard the clarion call this morning, Tuesday morning when we had the meeting that it's really important to go out and support our businesses. So,
yeah, absolutely.
We hope to be a resource in the future as far as answering questions as people deal with the impact and also work with our partners to try to have even better communication when emergencies or crises come up.
And whenever something like this happens, we can always talk about things that we can do better, but it's good to take a moment and recognize what got done well. I mean, this was just about the worst possible case scenario. You had basically the two worst things that Owosso has experienced in a long time, both happening simultaneously within less than 24 hours of each other. And the water was back on in 24 hours because of cooperation, communication. Could do a better job with total communication, and we'll work on that going forward. But 24 hours, the water was back on, and then it's just sort of getting everything back to normal, which takes a little bit of time. But that's impressive to think about.
It really is. And I want to say a special shout-out to corporate partners that stepped up. Harris Teeter distributed 9 pallets of water at each of the 4 stores in the service area. So a total of 36 pallets with 630 cases and nearly 2,000 1-gallon containers of water. And that was their way to try to help our community. You know, there are Harris Teeters all over the country, but they recognized the need in our community and responded very quickly and very generously.
Yeah. Do you know how the hotels did? I assume they had to move people.
Hotels. And I think that was part of the issue. I think the hope was that hotels wouldn't have to move guests, but the order actually came from the state on why lodging facilities had to close. And so I think, you know, Carolina Inn was up and running to serve Sunday brunch, but I think hotels did bear a disproportionate hit over the weekend.
Were there other hotels, you know, in the area that brought people in or were able to take customers or things like that?
You know, one member of ours like stepped up and said, hey, if you're being impacted by the crisis, here's a special deal, you know, like come check in,
I
guess more for residents and family members that maybe just needed access to water. One example that we saw, but as far as other hotels, I'm unsure on where they directed folks. But I think those that were in town for the game, probably relocated to Greensboro where the game. And it wasn't just Carolina basketball that moved. Carolina Athletics had to move several different games.
Two lacrosse games.
Exactly.
Went to Raleigh.
So I would say that my segue, one other thing that I think that we can learn, the Carolina Athletics has done an economic impact study of a home football game. You can find those studies at downtownchapelhill.com. The Downtown Partnership has posted those, but I think it'd be interesting to see, and I think timely for tomorrow's game. I think it'd be interesting, maybe not a Carolina Duke game, but an ACC regular season game. What is the economic impact of that?
And the Notre Dame game is like a good benchmark because it's an ACC game, it's a home game. You're in the middle of the season. Right. It's two good teams.
I'm just having a hard time with Notre Dame still being an ACC
team. I'm from Michigan. They should be in the Big Ten.
One forward-looking thing would be. It would be interesting to see what is the economic impact of a home football game. Excuse me, home basketball game.
Home basketball game, yeah. All right, speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carpenter Chamber of Commerce. So instead of segueing into things that we can do to get out and about, there's a lot of reasons. You got a Duke game tomorrow. You've got a great weekend coming up. Obviously, Valentine's Day is Tuesday.
Don't stay at home. Go out and support a Chapel Hill Carpenter dining or bar establishment, or even spend the night and have a staycation. Some accommodations, this is all from the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau, accommodations that are having special dining for Valentine's Day. Carolina Inn, Crossroads at Crossroads Chapel Hill, their restaurant, Sienna Hotel, and their restaurant, El Palio, Sheraton, Carolina 1663, and Franklin Hotel all have some special deals for if you want to have a staycation or take your sweetheart to for a night on the town and spend the night at a special hotel in the area. That's a great way to support our local businesses and restaurants in the area. Having specials for Valentine's Day on February 14th, City Kitchen, Weather Vane, Ben 54, Elaine's, Kipos, Tallulah's, Lantern, La Rez is having a annual aphrodisiac Valentine's 3-course menu.
Okay.
Antonia's in Hillsborough. Now, I love Antonia's, but they were not impacted by the Owosso crisis, so I hope that you will consider taking your sweetheart, not just out for the Duke game, not just out for to cheer on the Tar Heels, not just out for Valentine's Day, but just to support our local restaurants and hotels.
Again, short and sweet business beat. CarolinaChamber.org is the Chamber's website if you want to find out more. And again, don't forget the Owosso Board meeting, 6 p.m. tomorrow evening in Chapel Hill Town Hall if you want to go out and get more information from Owosso directly and offer your feedback as well. There's that opportunity, too. So what else is going on?
We are excited to launch our Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro for 2017. And actually, we're also getting the band back together. If anyone out there is a Leadership alum, an alumni of Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro, we're having an alumni reception 5:30 to 7:30 Monday, February 13th at Top of the Hill. It's another opportunity to go out, stay out,
it's topo,
you know,
yeah,
and patronize a local business, but it's also an opportunity to get alumni back together. And if you're interested in learning more about Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro, that's our intensive program designed to develop a continual pool of leadership talent for our community. Go to carolinachamber.org/leadership and learn more about this program and consider signing up.
I know the people who've gone through it have loved it. Like, you make great connections, you learn so much. It's just a terrific program to go through.
And you meet awesome people.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my favorite people that I met when I completed leadership was General Manager
Aubrey Williams. Yeah.
So I hope that alumni join us 5:30 to 7:30 Monday, February 13th at Top of the Hill for a reception. And if you're interested in learning more about Leadership Chapel Hill Carrboro, just visit carolinachamber.org/leadership.
All right. Awesome. That is the short and sweet business beat for this week. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thank you.